Here's your morning brief for Thursday, April 14th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian officials and a person close to Russia's defense ministry say Ukraine struck a Russian warship with cruise missiles, sinking it. The Russian defense ministry says the Moskva missile cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, was seriously damaged after a fire led to an explosion of its ammunition. It didn't say what caused the fire. The ministry said all of the Moskva's crew were rescued. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he will halt state police inspections of commercial trucks on one of the bridges linking the city of Laredo with Mexico. The inspections on Texas international bridges have snarled traffic and prompted blockades on the Mexican side of the border in protest of the searches. Abbott said the inspections would continue on the state's other international bridges. Starbucks is stepping up its campaign against a growing unionization push at its U.S. stores. CEO Howard Schultz has told store leaders that expanded employee benefits being developed by the company cannot legally be extended to unionized Starbucks locations. Starbucks has said a union would create a barrier between workers and the company. Pro-union employees are calling for better pay and benefits, as well as more influence over Starbucks' policy. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares mostly rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching retail sales figures and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. On the earnings front, big banks, including Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo, are expected to report today. And the bond market is scheduled for an early close ahead of the Good Friday holiday. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.